Happy to be joined by the head of Quatroki Quok Architects. He is the founder of Homes for Sonoma. Aaron Jobson is here. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're pretty excited about the cottages, the 15 of them that are now going to be unveiled in Windsor and Fountain Grove and move in ready by next month, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're working towards getting them ready for people who lost their homes in the fire to live in next month.
And this is a project you've been working on from the get-go, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a volunteer project started by, you know, a group of people from Sonoma County, from this community that didn't lose their homes but wanted to do something to help our community recover. And we came up with the idea of trying to build temporary housing and these cottages that could be used in temporary villages like we're working on now, and then also relocated after the recovery to be used as accessory dwelling units and provide long-term affordable housing in our community.
Like a granny unit. So they're about 500 square feet. Is it like a tiny house?
No, it's kind of more like a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
It's full-size, you know, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, living room. So it's much more like a one-bedroom apartment than kind of what you think of as a tiny home.
I can't even imagine how many people have applied to rent one of these once they're open for business next month. How do people go about getting into one of these?
So people can express interest, sign up for interest on our website at homesforsonoma.org. And yeah, we do get new applicants every day. It just shows how much need there still is for viable housing solutions in our community.
That's certainly true. So there are 15 of them now, Aaron. And are you going to build more? Because we need a lot more.
We do need a lot more. Yeah, we're working on working with a few different landowners trying to identify and kind of secure a couple of additional sites to locate additional homes. We had a great event yesterday, and I think there's still a lot of enthusiasm and support for our effort. We're part of those homes that you talked about in Fountain Grove are with the Habitat for Humanity effort that they're doing, and we're working in collaboration with them.
So it's a matter of, now who builds, the volunteers, you and the volunteers build these, correct?
No, at this point they're being built by a modular home builder in Southern Washington State called Wolf Industries.
Wolf Industries, and then they're delivered to us, and obviously you have to find a plot of land where it's okay to set them down and set them up.
That's correct, yeah. And our first, the first one that we're working on directly is in Windsor, and the town of Windsor has been really helpful in helping make that happen.
Yeah, we spoke to Councilwoman Deb Fudge about an hour ago, and she said, oh, yeah, bring more mm-hmm. of them on. We're happy to relax regulations where needed. What's the future of your effort here, Aaron?
So we want to keep building homes for fire recovery, and we're also exploring possibilities of how we can help with accessory dwelling unit development as affordable housing in general.
So, yeah. 1 year later, here we are, and this is fantastic, a fantastic piece of news for us here in Sonoma County. And a lot of people wonder and expected that a year after the fact, enthusiasm and commitment to help would wane. Do you see that?
No, not really. I think that we still, you know, we have a very committed group of volunteers that have put a lot of time into this project from business, nonprofit, governments, all across the county, and we still see a lot of people interested in helping. I think events like the one we had yesterday, where we can thank the people that helped and the people that funded our effort, help a lot and go a long ways towards maintaining that enthusiasm. And I think as we come up on the 1 year anniversary, there'll be a lot of opportunities to do things like that and, you know, celebrate the success that we've had in recovering over the last year.
Yes.
And really recognize how much more there is to do.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of work to do, but this is a great beginning when it comes to, you know, conceiving and then creating any kind of housing. That's certainly number one on our priority list, along with our mental health, I suppose. Well, Aaron,
absolutely.
It's great to hear about. Congratulations to you and the rest of the volunteers, and look forward to your next batch.
Thank you.
All right. That is Aaron Jobson. He is the founder of Homes for Sonoma. And if you're interested, and there are a lot of people interested in getting into these things, you can go to homesforsonoma.org to qualify. The rent on these things, by the way, will be somewhere between $800 and $900 a month.